Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful you could join me, that you chose to join me on this 24th day of August as 2025, as we look at a really interesting question from Heather in Florida. And I'm grateful she told me where she listens to me from. I don't know how people find me. I really don't know. And, you know, not that important to me, really, to be honest with you. It's just important that we reached each other. And that's the only thing that matters to me. So, Heather, thank you for your email. And I had no idea you were out there swimming out there and listening to Aspire. That's very, very kind of you to be so generous with your time. I want you to know that. Anyway, let's go into your question. I can see what you are saying, says Heather. I'm not who I think I am. What should I do now? How should I think of myself, Heather? Heather, the question becomes, why do I need a self? Why do I need to be me? I sit in meditation. Why do I need to be me? And I just sit there with that. I don't repeat it over and over again. I just sit there with that. When I become confused or I feel misunderstood or whatever, or Gregory wants to think, I just sit with, why do I need a self? You know, this self of us, Heather and Greg, are going to disappear one day off this planet. And what will it really matter that we were here? I've had many students come. I've had many students go. I've had them all one way or another in the some 50 years I've been a teacher. One of my, shall we say, less intelligent student, he claimed to have a high IQ, which I highly doubt. But he went through some terrible medical problems, God bless him, and he just spurted out one day that he had done nothing for the world. And it is true, he had done nothing for the world. And he was aching and hurting about this, and he probably was associating it with his physical condition, and my heart goes out to him. I don't speak to him anymore. I don't have anything to say to him. But when his beloved told me that he did this, she said, I don't know what to say to him. Well, you have to understand something. If you really want to know what you should do, you should be that which makes a difference in you. That makes a difference where you go beyond the confines and the limits of your mental acuity or your emotional feelings of insecurity. Do something that makes you feel insecure. Do something that is awkward. Let love live you. That's my motto. I have a few mottos. Don't live the way your parents lived. Don't die the way your parents died. Live differently. Live in compassion. Live in mercy. Live for the sake of the awakening to your soul. Things like that are the things I say. So that's what I do. And that's how I live. I make mistakes like anybody else, but I realize that they are made in the gesture of seeking love. And not in vengeance or pride or vanity, but I make sure that everything I do and everything I touch has the touch of some form of generosity, be that mercy, forgiveness, compassion, love. Those are the things I do, and I do them every moment of my life. Doing this podcast is a part of that. I'm not doing this podcast for any particular reason other than you asked me. That's as simple as it can be. I don't try to get disciples or new students or things like that. I just don't do those things. That's not the way. You will find me when you're ready, and if you're ready. And if you're ready, you will do everything you can to make love possible within yourself. And that's what I'm here for, it is to help you. So you can see that what I am saying, but you have questions or maybe even doubts about how to do it. What should you do now? Don't do those things that make you abide in this world more comfortably. Listen to me. Only live and do those things that you can take with you through death. Don't make consequences in your life. Stop doing and thinking and speaking and living in the confines of your mental, emotional, and genetic acuity. Stop looking for justice in the world or rightness or righteousness. Stop doing those things. Accept what is happening in your life. Accept that whatever it is that is happening is the correct order that should be happening to you and me in this world for the sake of the consequences that we have put into motion through our spiritual indifference. We don't think in mystical ways. We don't think in ways of compassion or kindness. We think in terms of pride, vengeance, and of course, hatred. And these things are very important to us. Why? Well, because that's the way our genetics are, our DNA. If I keep living from my DNA, which is survival, I am going to be self-serving in all that I do. I will not be able to sit and look at myself and recognize that I lived in the I know not what I do mentality. And that is something that I can't teach a person. You have to be ready for this work. You can't adopt it. It's not a philosophy. It's not a religion. It is an experience where you understand your human futility. And until a person realizes human futility, they have nothing to live for that is any better than anyone else. You can't practice meditation until you realize you are an illusion, that the self of us is a delusion. It's a collection of genetic predispositions of things we have inherited through our parents. And when you really understand all of that and you don't fight it, you don't resist it, you don't try to improve it, you just understand, oh, in my case, this is the pen mentality. Oh, and you keep that in front of you. You don't condemn it. You don't condone it. You don't hate it. You don't love it. You don't do any of those things. You just observe it. And if you observe it in your being, if you can just watch it, you will see you and I created a self. And this self was made in the image and the likeness of a lot of genetic ignorance and genetic fears. And once you understand that and choose no longer to live in the muck and the mire of that, that's when something from the other shore can reach us. And that is very, very important that it does reach us. So, you know, what can I say to you? It's complicated for a lot of people. You just have to be sick of your sickness, as Lao Tzu said in the Tao. And if you're not, if that has not occurred to you yet, then it's not time for you to enter into the practice yet. You'll have many other philosophies and lots of consequences to deal with in your life, but you won't be able to meditate. You won't be able to understand the way, because there are things that can't be taught. They have to be caught, and caught from the heart. And sincerity is the greatest tool that most of us have or don't have when it comes to living our life. We just don't get what we're doing here on this planet. Anyway, I hope that helped you, darling. And thank you Thank you for your beautiful comments. I deeply appreciate it. I'll be back in the air next week. If you have a question, please remember you can reach me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful one. Namaste.